Jesus, why do your disciples not wash their hands when we eat? First of all,
if you get the kid on the slice of bread, you bring tamales.
And then everyone around you is like.
The people there are teaching men like their rules, their commandments, not God's.
You know, we may be serving at church, going to do something, but yet we've been secretly sinning.
What if this is actually forcing us to ask whether we're being honest with God or just doing what looks right?
3, 2, 1. Here we go!
Another Day, Another Way podcast, where we get real about college, young adult life, and where every day we try to live in a better way. My name is Fernanda.
My name is Marlon.
And I'm Jose.
Woo! Woo! We're back. Sorry, that was a little loud. Okay, guys, are y'all ready? I'm going to have y'all. I have a good question for y'all.
Yes.
Have you guys ever noticed that in life there are all this like unwritten rules? Like, for some reason, everybody knows that it's wrong for you to do this or that you should do this in this occasion. Have you guys seen that?
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Can y'all give me some examples of
like,
those?
For example, like you, whenever you go out and you're sick, you got to wear a mask.
Oh, I mean, yeah. Thank you, Madeline, for bringing that up. Yeah. If you are sick, you should wear a mask. You don't want to get other people sick. Or just stay home. Some people go to work being sick. Stay home, people.
Hey, you got to grind, bro. You got to make that money. You can't
Don't pay no bills.
You think your bus cares about you being sick? No.
Yes, mine does. Mine's very sweet.
Well, you're lucky.
Yeah, that is true. That is true.
Mine is you go to the hospital,
emergency
or whatever, and get the $50 the copay so you can get a little note saying you're sick.
Okay, I understand. My bad. Sorry. But Jose, have you noticed any unwritten rules in life that you have to follow?
Yes. Well, ever since we grew up, we were talking about it. My dad always said, if you're eating at the table, don't put your elbows on the table. Better not.
Yeah, etiquette. Yeah. Once upon a time, I didn't know how to use a knife and a fork, and I used it in the wrong hand, and I was, adamant that I was going to use it like this, and my dad was like, no, switch it. No, and I was very stubborn. Anyway, I got into a fight that I didn't win, so. Or some people, like, have you seen some people, like, doing, I'm going to give you $50 if you scream at Walmart at the top of your lungs. And people are like, are you for real? Are you going to do that? Okay. And then everyone around you is like, is there somebody, like, is there danger?
And then they people. Get kicked out.
Yeah, they do get kicked out. But that's just like an unwritten rule. Don't scream unless there's danger.
Yeah.
You know?
Right.
Well, sometimes having unwritten rules make other people be like, well, why? Why can't we just break them? So what happens whenever that unwritten rule, like maybe on your family, on our birthday, we always have family lunch, or they're on the birthday of a certain person, we always go celebrate, or Christmas, we always spend it together, or
La Rosca.
Yeah, or like we go do Christmas lights, I don't know. But what if it's, all of a sudden somebody is like, why do we have this tradition? Like, why don't we just forgo? Like, let go of it, and what do you think causes that?
I feel like it depends, like, what the tradition is or, like, what it is. Because obviously, let's say they don't want to do it or, like, they just feel like it's oppressing them, then obviously they're not going to want to do it.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, for us, we do, like, the rosca. That's basically, like, it's a tradition of, like, Hispanic culture to kind of, like, break bread or eat the rosca de Reyes, which is, like, whenever the three wise men went to give Jesus gifts. I don't even know what it is. I just know we eat bread.
Somebody's grandma came up with it.
If you get the kid on the slice of bread, you bring tamales like, the next week and you eat.
There you go.
It's just an excuse to eat.
It's
an excuse to eat and have family time, which isn't bad.
Yeah, it's not bad.
But I mean, if they're taking it to like an extreme where it's like you have to do this and you like da 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 da, then I guess that would be like,
Yeah.
Bro, like,
Yeah.
Never mind then.
What if you had a tradition that it was something important to you? Maybe somebody else goes, I'm not going to be able to do that this year. Are you going to take it in a, oh, really? Like, are you okay? Why do you not want to do it? Or are you going to be like, are you for real? You are breaking my heart. You're being rude. You're being selfish. Like, what do you think would be usually how people would react to somebody trying to break that tradition?
People get mad.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like, we've been doing this for this amount of years and everything. Why do you think you're the one going to be over here and changing stuff?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it happens a lot whenever, like, people get married.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Different traditions from different families. Yes. Like, oh, no, we're doing this. No, we're doing this.
Yes. Yeah,
it's like Muslim people, like, you cannot marry, like, you have to marry a Muslim woman.
Oh,
you cannot marry, like, any other race.
Oh, my goodness. Yes. Yeah. And then that literally brings a lot, even it amongst, like, different religions. Mm-hmm. Like, if you marry somebody from a different religion, it breaks something. And, I mean, there is a reason why you shouldn't marry somebody that believes something different, mm-hmm. because there's going to be a lot of difference. Conflict. But, yeah. So, there was this story. It's reality. It happened a long, long time ago. Once upon a time, Jesus was with his disciples, and he had just come from this town called, in Spanish, it's Genesaret. I don't really know how to say that in English, so my bad. But
yeah, they got weird translations.
Jesus is healing people, and all of a sudden comes the Pharisees and the scribes, and they're like, Jesus, why do your disciples not wash their hands when we eat? First of all. I don't know. If I'm being honest right now, there's probably, like, I'm thinking, we're going to look it up and we're going to see if I'm right, but there's probably, like, a ritual to wash your hands.
Oh, yeah. It has to be something. Yeah. How, like, with the meat, like,
exactly,
animals with, like,
exactly.
The little different hooves or something was, they couldn't eat that stuff.
Yeah. So it was probably because it was trying to be spiritually clean, you know?
They
and
had to wash. They had to wash their whole bodies.
Maybe it was symbolism or something like that. Yeah. And, I'm sorry, I don't think they had toilet paper back then, so.
I mean.
There's that, too.
Yeah, there's that, too.
But Jesus was trying to prove a point.
Yeah. Yes. And the Pharisees were trying to basically catch Jesus lacking, like, messing up. So, they're like, why don't they do that? And then Jesus basically tells them, okay, why are you worried about that when you are breaking the command that God has given you? Mm-hmm. What is that command that they were talking about? Do y'all know what it was?
Honor your mother and your father.
Honor your mother and your father. So what it meant is you're going to take care of your father and your mother financially. Mm-hmm. Like, protect them just the same way that they protected you as you grew up. Now it's your turn to honor them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But the Pharisees started saying, hey, you do need to honor your father and mother, but if the money that was supposed to go to honor your father and mother is now, you're going to give it to God, it's okay if you don't honor them. Mm-hmm. Basically, it's okay if you leave them on the street because you're giving the money to God, you know?
They need the donation.
Yes, so it was obviously, like, wrong.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There was something wrong in their heart. So Jesus is basically, he calls them hypocrites.
Yeah.
But then he goes and says this on Matthew 15, verses 8 to 9. Jose, can you read it?
Yes, once I find it. Yes, I got it right here. 8 to 9. It says, this people honors me with their lips, but their heart is far from me. In vain do they worship me, teaching as doctrines the commandments of men.
Yes, you read it right. But in the NIV, it says these, like, in plural.
Yeah, what is
that? But that's ESV. So, was that wrong? Was that too harsh? Forgot to say. He basically says, what does he say?
They honor me with their lips, but their heart is far away from me.
Yeah, it's like they're only words. Like, their actions don't reflect what they're saying. So, like, it's null.
In vain they worship me. That's crazy.
Exactly.
Yeah. I mean, Jesus knew. He obviously knew. Like, he knew their hearts. He had some information. Right, so you kind of clocked them with, like, okay, but, like, you're doing this, he was trying to prove a point to why he was acting this way. And honestly, I feel like sometimes people tell you the truth, it's gonna sound a little harsh.
Yeah, you're not gonna like it.
But I mean, he was right, because I mean they were doing all these things, but yeah, it was like it wasn't for God. It was ultimately for themselves.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. They were like, it was a nullified. Basically they're saying we're doing this for God, mm-hmm. but even though God gave you this commandment, you don't have to do it. So God doesn't contradict himself.
Yeah.
So then Jesus is like telling them,
yeah,
this is wrong. Jose, you were gonna say something?
They're the people there are teaching men like their rules, their commandments, not God's.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Exactly. So why do you think people feel safer following those rules? Like they were so concerned about washing their hands than actually checking their heart. Mm-hmm. Maybe in our time now, it could be like, we have to go to church. We have to go every Sunday. That's a rule. Mm-hmm. And people are just concerned about making it on Sunday. But then they're at church on Sunday and their mind is somewhere else.
Yes. Uh-huh.
So you see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Why do you think that happens?
Honestly, it's tradition.
Yeah.
I mean, you see your grandma did it, mm-hmm. or your parents did it, and then you did it when you were growing up, and now you're like, oh, what am I going to do on Sundays? Mm-hmm. Go to church, because I've been doing this for the past, decade of my life,
yeah.
or longer. So, yeah.
Yeah. Marlon, do you think that it is possible for you to be doing all the right things but still be far from God?
Oh, yeah. I feel like definitely, because obviously, like, again, back to, like, Hispanic culture, sometimes I've heard about people's grandmas or parents who, like, light certain candles for certain saints.
Yeah.
And whatnot. And they are generally, like, good people. They're generally, like,
mm-hmm.
they obviously care. They know about God, right? Maybe they don't believe certain things, but they do all these things. And they may be far away from God. Or
yeah.
sometimes us ourselves, sometimes, you know, we may be serving at church, going to do something. But yet, we've been secretly sinning, or we've been far away from God internally. So it's kind of like, you know.
Yes, there's a disconnect. Yeah. There's a disconnect. I see.
No. I was just like, there's
no,
a balance.
No, okay,
there's
my balance.
I didn't do nothing.
Nothing. Continue.
But listen.
Yeah.
What bothered God wasn't the tradition. I'm not saying that going to service every Sunday is mm-hmm. bad. Mm-hmm. I'm not saying that going to church on Wednesdays is bad. God wasn't upset about that with the Pharisees. What he was upset about was that they were basically making man-made rules be worth more than the command that God has given them.
Mm-hmm.
So it does make them uncomfortable because it's bringing out sin.
Yeah.
And what about if it's making us uncomfortable right now? Maybe that we're doing all the right things. We are being nice to people. We are going to church. But in reality, in our hearts, we're struggling a lot
mm-hmm.
with being angry with people, or with showing patience, or showing grace, love.
Yeah.
Exactly. So what if this is actually forcing us to ask whether we're being honest
mm-hmm.
with God, or just doing what looks right?
I was thinking about that while you were saying that. And it also goes for the people too, because imagine you get told that, you know, you obviously are supposed to honor your mother and father, and by the pressure of these religious leaders that Jesus was calling out, you give in to it. So you yourself also have to be like, okay, but like, you have to also be curious enough to read God's word.
Yes.
To pray and to understand, like, no, like, my parents, I am supposed to honor them, and I know in my heart that what I give to God is everything that I can, right?
Yes.
So at the same time, it also makes you think that one also has to, you know, kind of check themselves and mm-hmm. go based on what God is trying to say, not just what other people are trying to say too, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Following God is not about tradition. Following God is about reading his word and discerning and listening what he wants for you to do. Okay. So if today you are questioning tradition, that is awesome. And you know what? Oh, I almost dropped my drink. You know what? You can learn by reading the Bible. And there's this tool that we have called follow.lifeword.org, mm-hmm. in which basically it helps you study the Bible and understand all the commands that God has for us and understand the whys behind them. So if you're interested in that, you could also find it in Spanish at follow.lifeword.org/Spanish. And you can follow us on Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube at ADAW Podcast and on lifeword.org. We will see you next Friday.
Bye. All right, bye-bye.